Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty. Some traffic troubles there on the I-10 where the I-10 traffic coming in from Metairie merges with the I-10 traffic coming from the West Bank to get to New Orleans East and the high rise. In that area, there's an overturned 18-wheeler that they're trying to upright, so naturally everything leading up to that area is closed, or you're forced to get off of the interstate. That part of the interstate is closed, and you have to get off at Poydras Street as you're coming into the city, and Claiborne Avenue as you're trying to head out of the CBD, I should say, not the city. All right, well, game one for the Pelicans didn't end great last night, but what were the high points? What were the low points? Let's talk to Ollie Cosell, editor of the in chief of the Bird Rights, to find out. How you doing, Ollie?
Doing well, Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, no Zion for people that have not been following it closely. What is the deal with him, and why no Zion?
Well, Zion broke a bone in his foot over the summer. Thinking back, somewhere around July, currently still rehabbing. Expectation was he'd be back for the first game, but obviously that didn't happen. He's now running, so he's getting really close, but they're going to do another x-ray scan at the end of this month to see if he can take the next step and hopefully get on the court soon.
How did they look without him?
Well, I'll tell you what, during the first half, they held their own. Philadelphia 76ers are one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Some of them still consider a contender, despite the whole Ben Simmons saga. But the Pelicans' effort, the whole changing of the culture with bringing in Willie Green, the team that we saw in the summer league and in preseason, we kind of saw them in action. Like I said, they made a nice sterling comeback. It was all tied up at 53, but after halftime, you saw the chemistry issues kind of fall apart. You saw the team that was more composed and knew each other played a lot better as to where the Pelicans, they struggled offensively, several areas. Jonas Valanciunas, their new center, only hit 3 of 19 shots. He's never had a bad game like that before in the NBA. They couldn't get to the free throw line. And, you know, you add all those things up, they ended up losing that game.
And of course they play 82 games, so it's not like a 17-game NFL season or anything like that. But what did you see that encouraged him, that encouraged you last night?
Well, I felt like we saw a better Brandon Ingram. He looked stronger. He looked more, you know, he's ready to take that next step and elevate his game. He's only 24 years old. He's been an all-star before, but for the Pelicans to be really good, to really be able to reach the loftier heights and get in the playoffs consistently, they're going to need their stars to play like stars all the time. And Brandon Ingram did that last night. Unfortunately, he didn't get enough from his teammates. On the other hand, I can't say anything bad about Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He's great from the start, third-year guy. Everybody's predicted a breakout year for him this year, and he had 23 points, very efficient shooting. And newcomer, Devontae Graham from the Charlotte Hornets in a trade over the summer, he also played well. He knocked down 4 threes. So the Pelicans' backcourt in replacing Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe played well. Brandon Ingram was good. They just couldn't find any offense from anybody else.
So that would be the parts that discouraged you, and how much of a difference is it going to be when Zion comes back, and I guess they're going to wait till he's 100% till he does come back?
I'm not sure if they're going to need exactly 100%, Tommy. They're just going to have to be sure that, you know, honestly, he's not going to suffer a setback. It's known that big guys with his size, they can re-break those parts of their bones and their bodies, especially in the feet. So they're going to be careful from that standpoint. But I think they'll bring him back to where he'll be able to play those bursts again, even though I know nobody liked those. He should be able to get some of his conditioning in on the court, if, as long as his foot is structurally stable. And so I'm expecting him back, honestly, no more than in a month. But I'm hopeful maybe in about a couple of weeks we'll see him.
In terms of chemistry, what kind of time, generally speaking, does it take for an NBA team to kind of a newer NBA team, you know what I mean, new players to kind of come together and to discover and develop some chemistry?
Yeah, normally it's a couple of months, I would say, on average, from everything I've seen over the last 20 years of watching the NBA. But, you know, the Pelicans have a chance to be a little bit quicker, right? If they get were to get Zion back. And Jonas Valanciunas has played in this league for 9 years. Devontae Graham's been in for 4. So the starters themselves, you hope things will click faster just because they've been around the league. They just have to figure themselves out, like I said, making the passes more precise, getting the ball in the positions they prefer to shoot the ball. Stuff like that I think will get worked out. The bench I'm a little bit more worried about because they're younger. Kyrie Lewis, he's only 20. Jackson Hayes, 21. And, of course, the two rookies, Trey Murphy and Herb Jones. And even though Trey Murphy looked great in summer league, great in preseason, he looked like a guy that was a rookie in last night's game. He was looking out there like he didn't want to make a mistake. So he's got to overcome that. And like I said, that probably takes a little bit more time generally.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Ali. I really do. I hope you have a great day, and I hope it's a great season. I hope we talk to you a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief of The Bird, writes, they play the Bulls in Chicago tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 7:54. Time for traffic now on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.